There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
They're going to blow for full time right there.
Time for a look back on today's match.
This is the Full Time Report, the home for MLS in Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Like the Undertaker after a chair shot. I don't know how to explain it, but somehow Atlanta United is sitting back up. They are re-energized and they are still alive in the Eastern Conference playoff race. Welcome in to the Full Time Report. Abe Gordon and Matty Cruz, the soccer down here, getting you, we've got a lot to discuss. We got to talk about what could be on decision day. We'll get to that throughout. We're going to hear from Rob Valentino in a moment. But, what a significant win for Atlanta United to close out the regular season home portion of their schedule in this fashion. It wasn't the biggest crowd we've ever seen here, but they were certainly loud, and they made their impact. A 2-1 win for Atlanta United. Let's go quickly to Madison Cruz, who is on the field with the manager, Rob Valentino.
Rob, how important was it for you to see a response like that from the team, especially after that loss against Montreal?
Yeah, I mean, I've been looking for that response. That was exactly what we were looking for. You could see the intensity, the attitude was different in the first half. Even though there were no goals, like they just felt different. So, yeah, that's what I was looking for. And, yeah, ultimately we did end up winning the game, so that helps.
It got a little emotional towards the end. How did your team stay composed, especially during those difficult and rough moments?
Well, to be honest, it didn't look like we stayed very composed because we gave up goals. We got lucky with VAR, things like that. We create our own luck, I guess. You could say I say it all the time. But, yeah, I'm a little bit frustrated, but I'm happy that we won the game. That's really all that matters. They deserve a little bit of luck their way. It's been a hard year.
I want to ask about Ronald Hernandez. How important is he to this club?
It's about perseverance. We talked about that a lot at the beginning of all this, and he's somebody that embodies it. He keeps going, and he shows up every single day to do his job. He's not played a ton. He's had injuries, had setbacks, and I'm just happy for him. I didn't know how many minutes he'd be able to play, and it's amazing. It's a testament to the type of person he is. So he's done a great job.
The fans really showed out tonight. What does it mean to get to have a result like this in front of all of these fans?
I mean, they deserve it. They've been with us. I didn't even know when they're frustrated. I understand it 100%. Everyone wants this to go well for them, but this is a huge one for them. I know it's not been a great year for them, but they keep showing up, and I love moments like this. This is what we live for, and so we appreciate them. We thank them. Without them, there is no club.
Thanks, Rob.
I'm in a good mood. You got a fourth question in there. Normally, he cuts it off at three, and he should be in a good mood. This was, and he mentioned it, you mentioned it right from the beginning. This was a first half in which they came out inspired. And yeah, it was scoreless at halftime, but it did look like they got the better of it in that first half, and that kind of shows itself up in a statistical recap that's brought to you by Piedmont. Piedmont Healthcare offers you exceptional hassle-free care closer to home. Piedmont, the official adult healthcare provider of Atlanta United. A massive edge in possession, 65% for Atlanta United. Shots were 20-6 in that favor, 6-2 on goal, and the XG. One of the largest I can recall this season, and I didn't, you know, take down notes every single time, but 2.27 for Atlanta United, and that's on SofaScore. MLS is normally a little bit more generous with their XG, so it might even be higher on that website. Just 0.53 there to New York Red Bulls. Do you get credit for an XG own goal? Like, because they almost put one in. They almost put an own goal in, and as Matty Cruz joins me back here in the press box, I wonder if that one that hit the crossbar gets added into your XG.
I don't know. I mean, maybe like because you like created the chance. I don't think so. I don't know if that one would be considered that though. Unfortunately.
Yeah, we'll take it either way. But a huge 2-1 win, by the way. I almost missed that last goal. I just wasn't paying attention. I was so amped up from Tyler Wolf scoring the second, and then they're well past the end of what was supposed to be 11 minutes of stoppage time. The Red Bulls do pull one back, but that's neither here nor there. We're waiting for Rob Valentino to take to the podium for his post-match press conference. While we wait on that, Maddie, we need to name a man of the match tonight.
And I think it has to be Alexei Maranchuk. I think he came out absolutely on fire. He was able to connect things. He obviously got the goal that got all the chaos started. That PK, and then he also got the assist for Tyler Wolf's goal as well. I think he had a great performance tonight. He was named, he got the Golden Spike of Excellence. I mean, it has to be him. Has to be.
Yeah, I mean, look, your PK taker, and it's been a while since we had a guy with the confidence of Maranchuk at the penalty spot. And even when Joseph was your dedicated PK taker, he did the dance, he did the jump, and you felt good about him taking it. But it wasn't a confidence that he showed, at least not to me. Maranchuk's the opposite way. He steps up, is like, are the whistle blows? Are we good to go here? I'm going to go ahead and place it somewhere and feel pretty good about it. He's not trying to dance. He's not trying to send the keeper the wrong way. He's confident in his own strike. And you saw it today because this was a keeper that did guess correctly, but it did not matter. It was hit with too much pace and too close to the corner.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say, I was like, goalkeeper guessed right, knew exactly where it was going to go. But Maranchuk, he just was confident with it, and he just buried it into the back of the net. And that's the confidence you need. And I think this win in particular is going to be such a big, big spark, I think, for this team, especially with what you were able to do here in your final home game in front of all these fans. But Alexei Maranchuk definitely deserves all the flowers tonight. Not only was he the penalty taker and he was able to do that, and he also got the assist for Tyler Wolf. He just was all over the place on the field. He was creating chances. He was getting involved in the attack. He was pushing back. He was getting in 1v1s. He was on fire tonight.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And it was obviously an integral victory here for Atlanta United. And we'll have plenty of time to go through it over the course of the next 55 or so minutes. But you had a couple of results go your way. You had one that didn't. And you would have been eliminated if you did not win tonight. As it turns out, I know Garth and Mike and Jason were talking about pre-match. Maybe depending on how results go with a draw, you're still alive. It turned out that would not have been the case. And so you are still alive heading into the final match day. Obviously, you're going to need to win, but you're only looking at three matches. And two spots are still up for grabs in a sense. And so depending – three other matches. That includes yours as well. So they're, it's going to be interesting to see. 8 and 9 is up for grabs. Toronto's in no man's land. They can't reach a playoff spot because they're done. Philly and Atlanta are still in the discussion. And then poor Nashville, who doesn't play until tomorrow, thought maybe they'd have an outside shot. They can't reach the 40 points that two teams in the playoff spot have right now. So that's it. Maddie, it's just something where tonight looked different, and I don't really have necessarily a reason. Obviously, the desperation was there, but you saw it, at least I saw it from the start. Again, it didn't produce a goal. They looked active early. A lot of it was played in their attacking half, and I think you saw Mascherano be dangerous early. I think that was part of the reason you saw him get a start up there. Thiaré was dangerous. He ultimately ends up drawing a penalty, and then you take care of business. But it just it looked different. They got off to a start that they hadn't gotten off to in recent weeks.
I completely agree with you. I think this is the first time, I think, they were able to get on the right foot early on. It wasn't a back and forth. They weren't able to really hold on to momentum. They were able to grab this game and just take it. They were able to go in and fight for this game. They were fighting for each other. I mean, we saw that obviously with the emotion that it did end up producing, especially after the PK was drawn. I mean, they were fighting for each other, and that's what we've been wanting to see from this team all season long, and they did that tonight. They fought not only for the team, for the coaching staff, but also for all of these fans here today, and that's so important, especially in your last home game.
I'll tell you what, had a couple scary moments, though. It ultimately
Absolutely.
Got ruled offsides, but it took a while, and you had already gone down to speak with Valentino. I've got the Red Bulls guys in the booth next to me, and they keep looking at me like you're giving me the shrug, like, what is that? What are you seeing? I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm just hoping that it gets taken off the board because Atlanta United got a couple of breaks in this game. Now, they got a couple of tough breaks in which a ball that was would have been an own goal hit the post and stuff like that. They did get a couple of breaks with the offside. They also it was deserved. But they do go up a man, which I think put a nice little edge towards Atlanta United. Not just with the penalty kick that would come, but you go up a man, you then find a way to go up a goal. And there's a couple moments out there where Brad was left watching a ball go into the back of the net, and he looks over to the side judge. And the first time he hadn't raised his flag yet. The second time, they called it immediately. The first time, they had to go to review. And some nervy moments, some very, very nervy moments in that one. But ultimately, they get the result that was required, and they are still alive. I'm still waiting on Rob Valentino to get down there for the post-match presser, and they are just starting that right now, so we will head on down.
Maybe didn't see in the previous five matches.
Goals. Goals help. It felt different. That. The first half, like, that's what I was saying to them in there. Although there was no goals at that point, it felt different. I don't know if you guys maybe feel the same in inside the building. The energy felt different. The intensity, the commitment level, and the real belief in each other felt different to me. It looked different. So, and then the longer the game went, I felt like they had more belief in it. And then obviously the goals will change games. It got insane, as things tend to do here. Towards the end, but it just felt different. And then when the goals come and the red card happens, it just, the game starts to open up a little bit, and yeah, it gets out of hand, but I like it that way, I guess, as long as we're on the other end of it.
Rob, what has Pedro Amador added to this team since his arrival, and why has he been able to kind of just fit in so well right away?
I mean, that's the media impact is the interesting one to always ask, because like guys that come from a different country or just guys that drop into a group, it's hard to acclimate as quick as possible. He's added consistency. He's been very consistent. That's one thing that just comes to mind when I see him. And it's not, I don't mean this in a bad way with him. It's not a 10 out of 10 performance, not a 1 out of 10. He's just like always there. You can always count on him to be very consistent. And I think that's a sign of a good pro. He just seems like a great kid. And yeah, just any moment he gets a chance to play, it seems to be really, really enjoying it.
Yeah, Rob, obviously you all knew the objective coming in. You had to win to keep your playoff hopes alive. You did that, obviously. So do you kind of wish that you were out there next week versus 2 weeks from now to kind of build on this momentum, because the international break is, of course, next week? So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happened again in the Charlotte game too. It's like we gained momentum, thought we played pretty well in that Charlotte game, and it's somewhat similar. Thought we played pretty well, we win the game, and then it's, all right, can we have some momentum? Don't have it, so it's no excuses there. I think I'll leave it at that before I expand on something else.
To now and John.
Coach, what can this team do if it does make the playoffs? It feels like tonight was a good example of what it can do under pressure. Mm-hmm. So what could happen?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to hit you with this line, but I'm going to do it. Like, I can't think that way because it's not in our hands, one, and we can only control what we can. So the next game is Orlando away, and we need to go to try to win the game to continue to put pressure on teams. Everyone on decision day is going to be trying to win their games and either finish as high as possible or make the playoffs. So if we get in the playoffs, I'll be happy to answer that. And, yeah, no problem. I'll be very happy to answer that one.
John and Doug.
Rob, really quickly, obviously with Brooks out tonight, Ronald steps in there at right back. What did you think of his play and how he was active early, especially in the offensive end and the goal line save that kept things goalless in the first 45? Active night for him, what'd you think?
Yeah, he was very consistent. Ronald, he's just persistent. Like, this is, I'm not touching on what happened tonight, but I'm just looking at him as a kid, like a player on the team. He is just persistent. He's had setbacks. He's sometimes started games, sometimes been a sub, sometimes not played. He's had two injuries. He's had setbacks within that, but he just keeps showing up. He just doesn't go away, and I mean that in the best way possible. He shows up every single day to do his job to the best of his ability, and he hasn't played in a long time, and to put a performance in like that, to play longer than 45 minutes was incredible. And obviously he played the whole game. It's just, I mean, it's a big testament to who he is as a person. But that's a good example of a good pro.
Two questions. Do you think that the team, with Toronto losing and the team knowing if it got a result, it could stay alive, affected the beginning of the match for them? Mm. And second, how would you describe Jamal Thierry's playing style, because he spends a lot of time getting fouled and you know, on the ground because he throws himself into everything.
Yeah, the first part, yeah, I don't know. I don't, that would be a question for all them to answer. I would hope not. Like, I just hope that they, like I've told them before, like, we just need to focus on us, put the pressure on every other team by winning our game. Just win the game at hand, focus on that part. That's been the message, but I would hope that was what happened. Maybe it was a little bit of what they saw, that Toronto loses, and then they feel they got more hope, and they really believe it. Yeah, Jamal, he just runs everything down, sometimes over the top. But yeah, I mean, he's opportunistic. Like, he sees opportunity in something that you probably don't think he should press to or he should run down, but if we take that away from him, maybe he doesn't score the goal against Toronto. So he's always looking for any little inch to get in there.
Rob Valentino, after a crucial 2-1 victory for Atlanta United that keeps him to decision day, with their eyes on themselves, obviously, but their eyes on three other matches as well. We're going to break down what is to come in a fortnight. Can only use that term when talking soccer. What is to come in a fortnight for Atlanta United when Mike and Jason rejoin the program a little bit later. But coming up next, we're going to listen back to it. The goals that kept Atlanta United alive, that won them this game. We'll get some highlights brought to you on the other side. It is the Full-Time Report. Abe Gordon and Matty Cruz on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Back into the full-time report. Abe Gordon and Matty Cruz here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium after a 2-1 win over the New York Red Bulls. And Atlanta United is still alive, and it will be taken to decision day down in Orlando. And there's been some other good news in regards to the results across the league, and we can't say this definitively yet. There is a chance, depending on the game tomorrow, Nashville SC and NYCFC, and we're not really concerned about the Nashville side of things, but New York City Football Club, if they do not win tomorrow, Orlando City will have nothing to play for. They cannot go up, they cannot go down. Which there's potential that could benefit Atlanta United on the final match, because who knows how Orlando City will want to roll into the playoffs. Maybe they'll want to play guys, maybe they won't. But if we get a little bit of luck with NYCFC tomorrow, Orlando may not have anything to play for. So that's good news there. Right now, there are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 teams still alive in the Eastern Conference for 2 spots. DC, Montreal are the 2 teams who currently hold those spots. Toronto is in 10th, but they're done. They can't move up. Philly and Atlanta are the other 2 teams. They're going there right now. So that's what we're looking for. All right, time to get into the highlights today in this 2-1 win over the New York Red Bulls. It's brought to you by Scana. For over 20 years, Scana Energy has made it easy for Georgians to receive the best natural gas rates and excellent customer service. Call 877-467-2262 to sign up today. Things got started a little later than Atlanta United fans would have liked to have felt. It was all the way into the 75th minute when Alexi Maranchuk got a free one from the PK spot.
This will be Maranchuk, who's 1-for-1 on penalties this year, against Cornell, who's 0-for-5. Action at the goal to our left. Hands on hips for Maranchuk. He gets the whistle. Steps up to the ball. Strikes it. Score! Cornell, guessed correctly, diving to his left. Alexei beat him to the left side anyway. 15 minutes plus stoppage time to play for Atlanta to keep their season alive.
All right, so 75th minute, they go up 1-0, and then a couple of minutes later, Moranchuk has the ball at his feet. He throws it a little bit upfield for a little safety net from Tyler Wolf.
Stolen by Hernandez, cleared by Saba to Rios, traps, knocks it down to Moranchuk, driven ahead to Tyler Wolf. Tyler is 1-0 the keeper, walking into the box, walking in. Tyler Wolf shot, score! Somehow, some way, this team is going to have a chance on decision day to make the playoffs. And it's the Wolfman who sinks the dagger into the Red Bulls.
What a sweet moment for Tyler Wolf. And you could hear Mike Conley build in that call. And Maddie, you were down on the field at this point. Because once the ball gets cleared to Wolf, it's just him. It's just him and the goalie. And you're just hoping for his sake he can finish it. And he did. I actually thought they were going to foul him for a quick second. I thought they might just tug him down, take the red card, but before he gets to the box. But they played it respectfully, I guess, which wasn't the first thing that they had done earlier in the game. But a great moment for Tyler Wolf, who's had a tough situation here. He's kind of tough to find a spot with what's been going on here, but a little bit of a nice end to the home season in general for the fans, but certainly for Tyler Wolf as well.
Absolutely. I was down there and I didn't get a chance to see the full buildup, but then all I see is Tyler Wolf just running straight towards goal, and I'm like, that's going in. I'm like, that we're making it 2-0.
Yeah, and felt the same.
I mean, it was electric down there. Absolutely electric from everyone. It was great. It was great to tie it off. Obviously, New York Red Bulls were able to come back in and make it 2-1 late into the match, but it didn't matter. It was
still
already
not sure
close.
That actually happened. I still haven't seen the goal.
Maybe it just didn't happen. If we just
the score, I saw the scoreboard. I was like, did they screw up on the scoreboard? I was like, no, I screwed up on writing my notes. Tyler Wolf did address the media just a couple of moments ago. Let's hear how that sounded.
Tyler, when Alexei sends the ball up to you, how big did your eyes get looking at goal and knowing you're in one on the keeper?
Yeah, those are one of the ones in practice where, you know, you just want to take a deep breath and you picture those in your head throughout the week. And when I saw the ball get slipped through, I knew I just needed to stay calm, get the keeper to kind of set first, and then pick my spot and go with it.
It's been an up and down year for the team. It's been an up and down year for you as well. How meaningful is it to get that moment as you get ready for decision day?
Yeah, I'd say individually, you know, it's been an up and down, like you said, but everything on the line with the team, you know, back against the wall, to see what we can do and get the 3 points tonight was huge. We're still in it, and we'll go to Orlando with everything.
Yeah, you're not only still in it, you can even host. I mean, it's really crazy how this has all turned out. Was there ever a point Wednesday night, Thursday morning, where collectively the mindset changed with this team and confidence started to bubble up?
Yeah, I think throughout the week we knew that it was going to come down to these few games. I think, you know, getting off to a strong start, I think it was one of our best first half, 10 minutes at home in a while. So I think that gave us the confidence to kind of go throughout the game and just create chances, be dangerous.
There were crazy swings of emotion in this game. How important was it for you guys, the noise that the fans were bringing?
Yeah, I mean, this place is awesome to play in. It never gets old. The energy they bring, it brings an extra percentage for the guys. It just gets us going. It's awesome.
What are your plans now for the next week?
Yeah, I think we'll rest up, and just really focus and hone in on what the job needs to get done in Orlando. Can't worry about the results of other games too much going into this, but, you know, we'll go there and give it our all.
Well, you have a knack for scoring game-clinching goals. Turned out this was the game winner. Wasn't quite expecting that, but great job anyway. Great.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Yep.
Yeah, Mike and Jason catching up with Tyler Wolf there. They're right. We didn't know it at the time, but they really did need that insurance. And, if it's 1-0, maybe they play defense differently down the stretch and focus in a little bit more. But either way, just a crucial victory, a crucial goal. Those are the ones that kind of scare you as a striker, too, the ones you're supposed to bury with all the pressure on. And because if you don't score that one, that's on you. There's no way around it. If you have to make three guys miss and find a spot to pick out upper 90, it's a tough goal. That one's all the pressure. And Tyler Wolfe delivered under pressure here. And Atlanta United was under pressure, but they found a way to stay alive until decision day. When we come back, we will continue breaking down what happened tonight here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and what needs to happen in 2 weeks at Orlando City. It is the full-time report. Abe Gordon and Matty Cruz recapping a 2-1 victory for Atlanta United at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the full-time report here live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium after a 2-1 win over the New York Red Bulls. Little choice from Dom back in studio. Probably felt that New York state of mind maybe a little too slow for the energy we're about to bring throughout this segment. It's Abe Gordon and Madison Cruz of Soccer Down here live at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And real quick, it was a 70th-minute penalty kick that was drawn from TRA. It doesn't actually get taken until the 75th minute. It's buried by Maranchuk low into the right corner. Tyler Wolfe in the 97th minute after a assist that sprung him open from Maranchuk makes it 2-0, and apparently the Red Bulls scored at the end to make it 2-1. So it is not a clean sheet, and Atlanta United would like to remind you that for each Atlanta United clean sheet this season, they will donate $2,000 to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. This year's donation total is currently $12,000. So it is a 2-1 victory, and some questions early on in this game, and more so before the match, because Brooks Lennon, if you didn't catch us earlier during the Five Stripes countdown, Brooks Lennon did have to miss this game because of yellow card suspension. We expect that he will be back for the finale against Orlando City. But it was Ronald Hernandez who was called upon to take his place in the starting lineup. Ronald Hernandez played an outstanding game today. We're going to speak about him in just a moment, but he also joined Mike and Jason downstairs.
Okay. Ronald, we were actually told the other day they thought maybe you would only play 45 minutes, and that would be spectacular if you could go. Well, you went a full 90, and you played remarkably well. How were you able to summon up that courage to give 90 minutes tonight?
Like I told you earlier, the mind. I know that it's not easy when you come from injury for maybe 6 weeks. Once that happened, I say to myself, what can I do to be sharp? Once I come back straight away, and the best thing that I could have done is stay sharp mentally. You know, not lose my head, take day by day. One day at a time. For me, that was the secret, you know. The mind. For me, the mind, stay sharp and believing on my staff. Jack, I have a special relationship with him because we share some values, but I believe so much in him and Ryan and all these guys that you don't see in the field, but in behind the scene, they work immensely hard for us to be able to be physical well and to be 100% always.
Tell me how you keep your mind sharp in that layoff where you were in the best run of your career, playing at a high, high level, and then you have bad luck with injuries and you have to wait for your chance again. How did you stay mentally sharp during that time?
Like I said, not easy. I struggle because when you put those things together, and then, yeah, it's a little bit disconform, and then you start to ask yourself, why me? But you need to fight with yourself first, you know? You need to fight within you to show your character, because difficult thing, I believe, that brings the best opportunity to grow, not only in football, plus in life, and builds character. So I say to myself, I need to enjoy this. I didn't want this to happen, but how can I keep going? the world need people that perseverance and that keep going, keep believing in themselves. So yeah, I stick with that. My family also is my strength. So I have my purpose, my identity, which it helped me through this difficult time. And then, like I said, I love Atlanta United, so I need to control what I can control.
Yeah. Where do you think the match turned tonight? You were statistically dominating the whole way. Felt like the red card was a really big moment. Did you see a turn?
100%. I agree with you. MLS, you know, MLS can go back and forth real quick. And then the emotion in the game, you need to control that. So the red card, the penalty, all this stuff you put together, I think we did a really good job sticking with the plan, and that you can see the result.
Madison Cruz on our pregame said that you would bleed for the club, and we've talked about it, how much the club and the city mean to you. How important was it for you tonight to have the night that you did?
Really special. You never know what can happen in the future, so I'm here with you guys and trying to enjoy my game. This was special for me, so I really want to grab that chance and make memory for my life.
Yeah. Well, here's the good news. Might not be over yet. You might even get a home game the way this is going right now. So great job tonight. We'll see you in Orlando for another must win.
Thank you. And I want to thank the fans for keep believing in us. And when there is 1% of chance, 99% of faith. Thank you, guys.
There's Ronald Hernandez and Maddie. I asked you before we had that interview, or before, while we were in break, quite honestly, to take people behind the curtain. I say, is there anyone you want to highlight? Is there anyone whose performance you want to talk about? And you immediately jumped to Ronald Hernandez. So the floor is yours on the performance tonight.
It's just, I think it resonates a lot more, especially having talked to Ronald. Me and Jason Longshore did a feature on him for Soccer Down Here a couple weeks ago, and getting to hear about his journey from coming to Atlanta and being here since 2021 and what he's been able to do, and it's just, he bleeds for this club. It is so evident in the way he speaks about the club and the way he talks about the club embracing him and his family and everyone that he talks to. It's just, that's the player that you needed, I think, tonight. You needed someone who would go out there and give it 100%. Rob even said, told me down there, that didn't know if Ronald could even go 90 minutes, and he did. Only was slated to go 45. He went the full 90, even more 90. They played almost 100 minutes because we got 11 minutes of stoppage time, but he went out there and he gave it his all, and that's what you needed tonight, especially when your lives are on the line. And just hearing him speak so highly about the fans and the club, that's the player I think you needed tonight, and that's the player that's just going to help, especially as you continue this playoff push. He really is a special player. He really is.
The other thing is the versatility here, and we're going to welcome Mike and Jason in a couple minutes after we hit a break. We're already way behind, but that's okay because we're talking about a win tonight. Sometimes through the losses, we might struggle to get to an hour, but I got plenty of stuff to talk about tonight. You're also looking at a situation that is requiring Ronald Hernandez to do something we don't see very often for Atlanta United, because Iron Man Brooks Lennon does not miss much.
No.
I mean, he is there every single game for pretty much every single minute, with a few exceptions here and there. I don't remember the last time someone else was starting on the right side in that back. And so Ronald Hernandez, after being out for injury, where he had been playing the left side before his injury, comes in and puts up that sort of effort, has that sort of impact. It was obviously key today, and if Atlanta United can find themselves in the playoffs, could be key moving forward. All right, we're going to step aside for 5 minutes here on the full-time report. When we come back, the voices of Atlanta United, Mike Conney and Jason Longshore, are going to join the program, and we'll talk about a couple of different things. Certainly what they saw tonight, but also the situation and the setup going into decision day. It's Abe Gordon. It's Matty Cruz of Soccer Down Here. It is Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is a 2-1 Atlanta United victory. It is still being alive in the playoff race for the Eastern Conference on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the full-time report. After a 2-1 victory for Atlanta United, and as a proud partner of Atlanta United, Mose would like to say congratulations on a well-earned victory. As promised, Atlanta United's two goals means tomorrow Mose will be knocking $2 off all burritos and bowls. Atlanta, when we win, you win. So get to Mose and enjoy the bold flavor of your victorious $2 off a burrito or bowl and Red Bulls. Since Mose and Atlanta United are such good sports, your team is welcome to take advantage of this delicious deal, too. Like to welcome in Mike Connie and Jason Longshore, the voices of Atlanta United. Let's hold the situations and stipulations for a moment.
I don't have a whiteboard to draw a flowchart.
I've got everything. I got it all okay. Right now.
It's really actually not that hard.
It's not, and I'm going to cross-reference with you guys, but we'll get there in a second. Let's start with today, and we're going to go just from front to back. The team came out looking better. They were very good in the first half. I know it was goalless, but you could see they were getting the better of Red Bulls in the first half. Obviously, things change with the red card. You take advantage there. You take advantage a second time and find a break and see this one out. I wouldn't say you got lucky. They were offsides, but you caught the break with the offsides, and they were deserved. And unfortunately, that old goal that almost hit the crossbar and went in would have helped a lot. It took a lot longer than Atlanta United fans would have felt comfortable in terms of being scoreless, but you got the yellow card with about 30 minutes. Well, you didn't know it was going to be 11 minutes of stoppage time, but 30 minutes with left to play, and you had no excuses at that point. You had to find one. They found two, and they got it done tonight.
You know what was crazy, guys? And I remember looking not long before the red card at the statistics, and it was just so tilted, dominant to Atlanta United. I think at the point of the red card, the shots were like 13 or 14 to 3, 3 on target to 1 for Red Bulls, 62% of the possession. Your expected goals were over 2, and yet you were in this scoreless situation.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, how is
not that? Not this XG actual G stuff again, right?
Like, oh my God, here we go again. And as we talked about with Ronald, I do think the red card was the start of the Red Bulls unraveling.
Sure.
Miss me with all this chatter of the defender barely touched him all TRA and that he had already lost the ball. Give me that same call against LAFC when the ball smashes off of, who was it, Bogish's face, and Pro says he possibly could have run it down or whatever. I mean,
you don't want me to start a list of things that I'd like
well,
to
Well, anytime you already use the qualifier of barely touched him means, if you X out the qualifier, it means he touched him.
It was not a clear and obvious
thing. Right.
So, look, I think it's a little bit of a microcosm of the season. You play really, really well, and yet you still found yourself in a spot with a half hour to play where one counter goes against you, and you might lose this game.
And if not for the offside, you had that counter go against you.
Yeah, but it was offside.
It was, but it was scary. They didn't see it live. They had to go
the crap out of him.
They had to go to replay. Yeah. No, he was off. But,
I mean, Jason will tell you, I'm pounding the table here. I can't even look at the replay.
It's a step off. It was that close. You almost didn't time it correctly, and I didn't like how you walked the tightrope in those moments. I mean, look, it's 2024 Atlanta United. That's how this year has been. But you don't apologize for a thing in any of this because, as Rob Valentino said on Friday when he spoke to the media, he's the kind of guy who likes the team to make their own luck. And you made your own luck. A ball over the top from Moranchuk that Mosquera gets around Dylan Nealis, gets between the ball and the defender. Nealis swings to try to volley it away and connects with Mosquera. It's a red card. He's the last man. It's dog so. The penalty. It's a ball. Again, you win the ball back. I believe it was a quick throw. And you get into the 18. And TRA cuts it back on the end line and makes his own luck. He draws the contact. Yeah, he goes down. Welcome to soccer. We've seen this a million times. He goes down. I've said it a bunch this season. Sometimes this team tries to stay on their feet too much, and they don't try to draw that foul. TRA tries to draw the foul. He gets it. good for him. You put it away. Red Bulls lost their heads. You didn't. And you held on for dear life. And luckily, Tyler Wolf's goal mattered. I think if you don't get that, then you defend a little bit differently at the end.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, maybe it feels different, but you got it done. You got it done, and you have a chance on decision day.
And, I mean, even looking at the game as a whole after the penalty, and obviously Red Bulls lost a little bit of their composure. We definitely saw that as well. How important was it to see this team fight back in that moment, too? They were able to come back in, and we've said it all season long. We needed to see that fight from them, and we finally saw it tonight. We saw them mm-hmm. fight for each other. We saw them go after these plays. We saw that fight tonight.
Look, I think at times it's very easy to overlook the importance of somebody like Ronald Hernandez, but he is a very well-respected member of that locker room, and the conversation about how long he could go was real. The conversation about could he play at a good level was real because he hasn't played in a long time. Mm-hmm. And when you see him doing that, that's going to push you forward. The best moment of the night for me was in that moment of chaos when the Red Bulls lost their minds and they're shoving everybody and they're piling around the referee and complaining. And Sean Nealis shoves Gregerson and decks him. And he pops back up. I mean, look, he added a little bit of extra on the fall. He got shoved. Not throwing a red card there, I'm fine with. But the best moment is Gregerson cackling at Sean Nealis.
I did notice that.
Cackling. Like, not just laughing, not just grinning, absolutely cackling. Might have thrown some Norwegian things in that we can't repeat. Like, it was great because it was his personality in that moment. This isn't a team that is going to play bully ball. That's not who they are. But you needed to show that you weren't going to back down in that moment. And him popping back up and cackling at the Red Bulls in that moment, that gives you strength. That gives you momentum. Maranchuk gives you a lot of momentum with the penalty, and you're able to ride that to a win.
It gives you strength. It gives you momentum. And like you said, it also gives you a chance. And we're going to take one more break and then set the scene. We've got three games, not including Atlanta United, on decision day that is going to matter. We'll have it all for you on the other side. It's Abe Gordon, Matty Cruz of Soccer Down here. We got Mike Connie and Jason Longshore as well. It is the full-time report, 2-1 victory for Atlanta United live here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in to Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the full-time report, a 2-1 victory for Atlanta United. It's Abe Gordon here. I got Matty Cruz of Soccer Down here hanging out. I got the voices of Atlanta United, Mike Connie and Jason Longshore.
Hey, great job, Matty, by the way. Way to step in tonight. Thank you, Matty. Great job.
Appreciate it. Thank you for letting me.
You did okay.
Up to par. I think we're going to go through this. I'm going to lay some things out. You guys, you can even thumbs up or yell at me if I'm wrong here. But here's the scenario that I have and what we're looking at moving forward. Right now, 8 and 9 are still available for 4 different teams.
Yes.
You have to get to 40 points to get there. DC and Montreal are already at 40. Philly and Atlanta are at 37. Toronto's at 37, too, but they're done.
They're eliminated.
They're out. Yeah. So you with your wins, you can jump them. You don't have to worry about them.
Everybody else in the back is eliminated.
That's correct. All right, so the first tiebreaker is obviously points. United can reach 40 points. Philly can reach 40 points. DC or Montreal, with any result next week, win or draw, would lock down a spot over Philly and Atlanta. Both of them, because there are two spots.
Yep.
The second tiebreaker, if everyone somehow gets to 40 in some magical monstrosity of four teams, I believe is the overall win total.
Win total, yep.
DC and Montreal at 10. Again, if they're stuck at 40, then they're locked at 10.
At 10.
Philly and Atlanta are at 9. If they get to 40, they would also go to 10. That brings you to the next tiebreaker, which is goal differential.
Which is important.
Philly has a massive advantage over everyone. If they get to 40, with DC and Montreal not climbing above 40, they will be the 8th seed.
Yes.
So Atlanta has a pretty sizable goal diff over DC and Montreal as well. We're talking 12 goals. So, again, you're looking at DC and Montreal
And just keep in mind, keep in mind that if Atlanta gets to 40 and D.C. or Montreal stay at 40, their goal differential gets worse and Atlanta's gets better. So the goal differential kind of locks into the scenarios. It's not going to end up changing on the last day, but it locks in your tie breaks. The wins is going to be the same for everybody if they're all on 40, but it locks in those tie breaks. If it's Philadelphia and Atlanta and D.C. and Montreal all on 40, it's Philadelphia hosting Atlanta the play-in game. If it's Philadelphia not winning to get to 40 and it's D.C., Montreal, and Atlanta on 40, it's Atlanta hosting the play-in game, because they would have a better goal differential than D.C. or Montreal. But the other important thing that you said, and I think this is the one you have to keep in mind, if D.C. and Montreal get results, it doesn't matter what Atlanta and Philadelphia do.
So D.C. is hosting Charlotte FC. That has to be a Charlotte win. You cannot afford a draw. And I know there's two spots, so there are other ways around this.
Right.
But in terms of what you're rooting for, has to be a Charlotte win, no draw. Charlotte is still playing for their seeding.
Yes.
So that helps you out a little bit.
Yes.
NYCFC is at CF Montreal. Similar situation. Has to be a NYCFC win. You cannot afford a draw there. NYCFC is still playing for seeding. So that potentially helps you out as well. And then FC Cincinnati at the Philadelphia Union. Cincinnati, you need a win. Potentially a draw would be okay there as well.
That'd be okay.
You need a Cincy win, just to clarify. Yeah. Cincy, however, though, is locked in to number three. They cannot go up. They cannot go down. So you've got the three teams that you're fighting with, all with home games. Two of those teams are going to be trying to take them out. There's also a situation with Orlando City, depending on what happens tomorrow with with the Nashville NYCFC game, where Orlando City might not be playing for anything.
Yeah, as it looks right now,
if Nashville gets a result,
the probability table has Orlando at a 93% chance of getting the four seed. They would clinch that if New York City does not win tomorrow.
Now, the bad news there is if Orlando City's not playing for anything, which might help you out, NYCFC might they're still in some discussion, but it might change how hard
New
they
York
go.
City and Charlotte and Red Bulls would be separated by 1 point going into decision day, so there would be some jockeying in play there.
I think there's some serious jockeying in play, because that's a really big difference if you're looking at the East at that side of it, between playing a Cincinnati in the 3 seed and playing an Orlando in the 4 seed. There's a big difference. So getting to 5 for those teams is something you really want. So they're going to be fighting for it. It gets interesting with Cincinnati. What are they playing for in Chester against Philadelphia? That could get interesting, but you'd love it if Orlando has nothing to play for except pride, which they're always going to enjoy messing with Atlanta. We know this.
So, look, none of this is going to matter if Atlanta United can't get to 40 themselves.
And I want to point one other thing out on the probabilities. Just, I know we're having a lot of fun talking about the permutations.
Love some math, you know me.
Atlanta United only has a 10% chance, according to this
table. Yeah, you need a lot of things to go your way.
Mm-hmm. You are fourth in line right now for 2 spots. I'm sorry. You're fourth in line for 2 spots.
Yeah. At the time, you're fifth, but we know Toronto's out. So
They're eliminated.
You're fourth.
Toronto, Nashville, Chicago, New England, they are eliminated. So I want to be a little bit realistic about this. You're still going to need a lot of help, but I think it is doable, and I think it is significant. Look, I mean, we talked about this on the post-game show Wednesday, Jason. I was really, really curious tonight to see if this team would have any fight left in them. They have fought all year to the final whistle in pretty much all of their matches, to their credit. And that started in February and continues through now. But I really wondered if we would see signs tonight of this team checking out. And we did not see that at all.
No, saw the opposite.
Complete opposite. And I think that started right from the opening whistle. And I think, I don't know if you guys have talked about this, Maddie and Abe, I think Rob Valentino deserves a ton of credit for the selection he made tonight, doing some problem solving and trying to to figure out what his best options were of limited options that he had. And he nailed that lineup. Atlanta came out and was the better team in the first half. You got a little lucky with Hernandez. Not even lucky, because it was a broken play, but Hernandez did clear a goal off the line in the first couple minutes. Kind of the same way that Caden Clark hit the post in the first couple minutes.
Yeah, but we can't play that game. We do it too often where, I'm not saying us, I'm saying in general, across the board, the collective we, the royal we, in terms of we got lucky with this or we got lucky with that. I mean, we can do that with every play in every game. So, you made your luck. You got it done. You'd handle business.
Yeah. I retract the word lucky. You were in a position where you could have conceded against the run of play.
Yeah.
But you came out, you dominated. And I just think, again, Rob Valentino deserves a lot of credit. A lot of credit for the selection he made tonight and having this team ready to play when it would have been very easy for this team to check out.
It's not just Hernandez on the left side, or excuse me, on the right side. It was Mosquera up top on the left, too. I thought
which
he was
risky
very good.
As well.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was risky because he's been battling a knee issue for a long time, and he's been a great super sub. And you don't want to lose the super sub element. Maybe you found one in Tyler Wolf tonight. But you needed his threat. And I think what I remember about this game is something I said maybe at halftime, maybe early in the second half, about this team felt more dangerous than they have in a long time. And a lot of that was Mosquera. You know, he was a threat throughout the match, getting in behind, winning a 1v1, creating a problem, and ultimately creates the biggest problem that Red Bulls have, a red card.
One thing that it's interesting to point out that Rob Valentino said in his post-game press conference to media, he talked about this break. We saw the same thing with Charlotte. You go on the road, you get a result, you get the 3 points, you get this break. And then, you know, momentum kind of shifts. You get the same thing here. You get a great win at home to close it out, 3 points. Now you got to wait a week for decision day. How do you balance the momentum here? And I
actually like that. And let me explain why. Because this team has not shown since March the capability to win back-to-back games. Doesn't feel like you're playing back-to-back games now, because you have the week off. So if anything, I think it makes it maybe a little more manageable in terms of feel. Hey, we've only got one game here. All right, we've got, this is truly a final now. Okay, and you're going to have 2 weeks to prepare for it. Because quite frankly, I think the lineup you deploy in Orlando will look much different than the lineup you deployed tonight, because you're going to get Brooks Lennon back, and you're probably going to... I hope Derek Williams is okay.
Don't know.
You don't know. Hopefully you don't have to make a change there. You don't know if you're going to get Tristan Mwemba back and how that would impact things. You just don't know. You don't know if you change Rios and TRA. But I think there are going to be some lineup changes. You're going to go in there with your best possible 11. You're going to treat it like a final, but I don't think you have to carry that burden of, oh, we haven't won back-to-back games in 8 months. Because it doesn't really feel like it's a back-to-back situation.
I feel like you also get the opportunity to, you know, try different things and see who can really be a difference maker. We saw those two, and obviously Ronald Hernandez and Edwin Mosquera tonight. They were huge tonight, and there's no question about it. They came in.
Great job.
I think other than Maranchuk, I think those two definitely were my next two for man of the match entirely because of what they brought to the team. They brought that energy. They brought the fight that you needed, and you know, maybe it was a situation. Maybe it's like, you know, hey, we gotta put it all out there because what do we have to lose? You need to get this playoff spot. And then also, too, wanting to close it out at home. And it's going to be interesting to see how this week brings. But I do agree with you, Mike. I think it allows for you to get a little bit more of an understanding of who you got and what you can do and building a little bit more off of it as well. You just have to not let the rust get the best of you. And because that's the same thing that happened against Charlotte. So you just got to watch it, but I do agree that it gives you that room to build off of what you did here tonight.
Hernandez and Mosquera changed the energy in the group, and I think that was essential tonight. But I want to echo what Mike said, and I'll end on this for the night. What Rob Valentino has done with this team, with a lot of injuries, a lot of chaos, a lot of crazy travel situations, a lot of stuff. And this is a much different interim stint than he had in 2021. What Rob Valentino has done with this group to keep them alive and give them an opportunity on decision day, and especially after
look, two bad home losses where I thought he was let down by the performance, and it wasn't on him. And he's battled. And I think, you know, it's clear when you talk to Rob and you get a sense of how much it means to him and how hard he's fighting for this group. He has done everything he could possibly do. And now, look, he's got two more weeks to find a little bit more for this group, because decision day gets crazy. We've seen it, whether we're talking about the last day of group stage in a World Cup, the last day where you say you're not scoreboard watching, you're scoreboard watching. You have to. It all gets crazy. If you go to Orlando and you start with this kind of attitude and you actually score early, Montreal's going to know it. DC's going to know it. And we'll see how they handle it. You really need to start the best you have all season long, because you've only got four goals in the first 30 minutes all year. Tonight was a really good first 30, but you've got to score, because decision day is about momentum and how you manage the swings of it. We've lived it to an extent on decision days in the past. This is a whole different animal. Now you're the one chasing. You've got to put the pressure on early. So whatever options you have to put pressure on, you've got to take them. You've got to make them count. And then see if D.C. and Montreal and Philadelphia can handle that pressure.
You haven't played D.C. since the start of the season. It was way back in mid-March. It was a 2-0
Orlando.
What did I say, D.C.? Orlando since March 17th. It was 2-0. Your team has obviously changed a lot. Giakoumakis had a big game in that one. No Almada, obviously. But just in general, if you guys can recall the Wayback Machine, what do you remember from that game, and anything that maybe worked in that game that you could hopefully, if you're Atlanta United, take on the road?
Well, the one thing I will tell you is that Orlando, personnel-wise,
yeah,
is basically the same team that they were all the way back then.
Yeah.
Not very active at all in the transfer window this summer. Trying to remember how much of Facu Torres you saw on March 17th and pulling up that lineup now. Saba scored very early in that game. You were playing from the lead really from 10 minutes on, and then Giakoumakis got the icer. Then I think he got hurt. I think that was the game where he got hurt, if I remember correctly. You know, just looking back at the statistics of that game, Orlando had 55% of the ball. It was pretty much an even match statistically in terms of shots and expected goals and all of that. Just pulling up there. Yeah, Facundo Torres came on as a sub late in that game. You'll see him probably as a starter in this one, unless, of course, Orlando's going to shut everything down because they have a seed. But Orlando's going to have to play to get in the match sharpness, okay? Because if they're the four seed, they're going to be playing a week from Saturday.
They'll have a week. They're not worried about match sharpness. Yeah. That's not how Oscar Pereja rolls. It's Orlando has won six of their last seven. They are a very good team. You would love it if they have nothing to play for, because the way Pereja has always been late in seasons, he gets conservative. If he has an opportunity to take the conservative route, he typically does. Now, look, maybe he does it different than he ever has before, but that team has typically, over the years with him, and it happened in Dallas and Colorado as well with him, they get conservative the later you go. The other thing that Orlando's always had an issue with is managing emotions. So you want to put them under that pressure. You want the ghosts of Nani and Will Johnson to pop up and have them screaming and crying and fans throwing plastic water bottles on the field. You want all of that to happen, but most importantly, I think you want them with nothing to play for. And if that's the case, you have a much better opportunity to take care of business. But you don't take care of business if you don't start hot and put the other teams that are going to be paying attention to the score, no matter what they tell the media, they will, they do, you want to put them under pressure. You have to. That's the only way you can get through.
Just a programming note, decision day, as we mentioned, there is a break, so it is not until October 19th. And also, they're doing their traditional decision day Eastern Conference, Western Conference start times. The game is going to kick at about 6 o'clock, which means the Five Stripes countdown is coming on air at 5 o'clock. So just a little programming note. to remind you, all of the games are going to be played concurrently. I imagine they'll be holding halftime to concurrently start those up.
Ideally, yeah.
And that way you don't give any advantages, stuff like that, across the teams all fighting for the playoff spot. But look, Atlanta United is alive. They have an opportunity to reach 40 points and get into the playoffs, depending on a couple of other results. And so we will have full coverage of that for you on October 19th. The Five Stripes Countdown will start at 5:00. I want to thank Maddie Cruz for hanging out. Soccer Down here doing a great job, as we expected her to. I want to thank Dom Trosky back in studio. Mike and Jason, some great stuff as always. Kramer as well. I am Abe Gordon. That's going to do it here for the full-time report. A 2-1 victory for Atlanta United on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You've been listening to the Full-Time Report, a complete wrap-up of today's Atlanta United game.
Tune in for complete match day coverage all season long. The home for our Atlanta United is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.